This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Around the country, it's been a lot harder for law school graduates to find jobs as lawyers. As a result, law school enrollment has gone down in some places. That's not deterring one North Texas law school. The UNT Dallas Law School program is trying to attract a different type of student. In South Dallas, law school students sit around a table discussing their strategy for an upcoming presentation. The topic, domestic violence and sexual assault. Kaylor IE wants people to know just how prevalent it is.
But it also crosses boundaries. So it's Manziel, Ray Rice, making millions of dollars, and then low economic status. It doesn't really matter. Black, white, young, old, it doesn't discriminate. So it crosses all.
Aye and her classmates are enrolled in the UNT Dallas College of Law. They're off campus at a center near Fair Park that provides legal services to residents. The idea here is that students get hands-on collaborative experience in largely underserved neighborhoods. UNT Dallas says this community-focused approach makes it different than other law schools. Cheryl Watley is professor of law and director of experiential education at the school.
We made a couple of very conscious decisions. We learned that for our potential client base, accessibility was critical. Our clients will not need to take a lot of bus transfers to get downtown, but rather we're trying to be in their neighborhoods. The other thing is we very deliberately have created afternoon hours. Our clients shouldn't have to choose between going to work and getting legal services.
The UNT Dallas Law School is only 2 years old. It hasn't been accredited by the American Bar Association, but has applied for accreditation. UNT Dallas officials say the number of applicants is up from 618 students in 2014 to more than 700 this year. They say lower tuition at the public school is a factor. Some of the students are non-traditional. They're older and have had other jobs. Watley believes applicants to UNT Dallas want to serve the underserved, such as in neighborhoods where these community lawyer centers are located.
What we are doing here is we're really creating prototypes, and we hope to replicate and have multiple locations throughout the North Texas region, going even far down to Lancaster and DeSoto and Glen Heights area, so that this is a model that we will be expanding and taking to other areas in Dallas.
While the job market hasn't been strong for law school graduates in other parts of the country, UNT Dallas officials say the North Texas job market is better. They also say their students aren't necessarily looking for the classic high-paying, high-powered gigs. Some of them are interested in working for nonprofits and in government. People like Connie Beckerly, she's a social worker.
Frankly, I didn't go into law to try to make a lot of money, you know, and nothing wrong with people who do. I get it. The people want a fulfilling career, and that's great. I want a fulfilling career. A fulfilling career to me isn't money, it's helping.
Valerie James is the Dean of Admissions and Scholarships at the UNT Law School.
A lot of our students that are here understand that there's still a great opportunity for lawyers in other areas to represent the middle class of small businesses that don't have access to lawyers because of cost concerns.
Back at the Legal Center in South Dallas, Kaylor IE talks about why she wants to become a lawyer. She worked as a paralegal before.
I would see attorneys come in, and they're baby attorneys, and they have no idea how to practice law. And they have the book knowledge, they know the law and how to write a motion. However, they have no experience in reference to how to interview someone.
Aye says working in this community, she's getting that real-world experience she'll need when she launches her career as a lawyer. Stella Chavez, KERA News.